The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Thad Matta. The Buckeyes claim the number 7 seed in the Big Ten tournament after completing conference play with an 11-7 record. Ohio State will open the Big Ten tournament against 10th-seeded Penn State on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Coach Matta, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's go straight to questions for Coach Thad Matta, please.
To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Adam Jardy with Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Thad.
Morning, Adam.
Morning. Hey, after the game the other day, you said that you guys looked at the last 5 games of the season and basically said, like, this is a 5-game season. We need to get better during these 5 games. I know you always talk about taking it just the next game, the next challenge in front of you. I guess I'm wondering why you took that approach for the ending stretch of the season.
I'm not sure. I can't remember who we had just played. And I think we were just trying to get our guys focused in on, you know, here it is. There's 5 games remaining in the season. We're going to take them one at a time. And there was no real subliminal message, I don't think. Maybe just along the lines of like, hey, you know, it's been a long season. We're down to 5 regular season games. Let's see how good we can be at the end of the 5.
I just wondered, that came after the game at Rutgers, and then you ended with the next game was Michigan, and then you obviously had some tough games down the stretch. Just wondered if you felt maybe at that point, you talked about not being thrilled with how that Rutgers game went. Did you need another way? I know you've talked about trying to find ways to get these guys to take the moment and to understand what's going on. Was this just another chance to try to, I don't know, grab something this season when you're still trying to push buttons with this team?
Yeah, probably. Because I remember saying, hey, we got 5 games left in the season. This is how many practices we have left. How good can we be at the conclusion of these 5 games was kind of the gist of what I was saying.
Okay. Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Bill Landis with Cleveland.com.
Hey, Thad, we've asked you a lot about Cam Williams this season, and obviously he's been a huge spark for you guys off the bench. I'm just wondering if when you recruited Cam out of Baltimore, if this was what you had envisioned for him.
Yeah, most definitely. I think that, watching Cameron in high school, he was a guy that could score the basketball. And to his credit, Cameron he's faced some adversity, being sick his freshman year, and I think he's just done a tremendous job playing himself into a huge role on our basketball team.
And then, obviously, ideally, going into this tournament, you'd like to be coming in off a win, or at the very least, off a game where maybe you felt like you were playing at a high level. Just with the way you guys lost at the 2 Michigan State games in the last 3, what's the confidence level like on this team? And maybe how do you, if it's low, how do you go about bringing it back up now where you're entering a stretch where if you're not confident, you can get bounced pretty early?
Well, I think that, hopefully our guys have a pretty good understanding that, you're entering into a tournament where if you don't win, you go home. And at that particular juncture, level should be raised in terms of how we want to play and how we want to compete.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Steve Hellwagen with 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach. Question I have is, when this draw came out and you look at it and people say, oh, they're playing Penn State in the first game and that's a team that they beat by 20, and then if they win that game, they're playing Michigan State, a team that beat them pretty lopsided both times. Just the thought is, how much do you as the coach of this team have to combat the human nature of just assuming by showing up your team's going to beat Penn State and accepting the fact that it's going to be pretty hard to beat Michigan State if you win that first game? Just what is the mindset? Kind of, do you have to reset these guys at zero and just say, you'll have to go out and prove it both times?
Well, the thing that we've talked about with our guys is simply we want to have a great practice today. We want to have the best practice we've had all year and be as good as we can possibly be going into this tournament. I think the one thing about this tournament is, or any type of tournament, things happen so fast and you know, just a bad stretch here or there can cost you. And I think our guys have a pretty good understanding. We've got a lot of new guys that have never been in this situation before, but you know, in terms of playing Penn State, I mean, they're obviously a much better basketball team than when we played them, you know, a month ago, and our guys will be well aware of that through film.
Mm-hmm. And just one other question, this is kind of off topic, but in 2 years, the tournament's going to be played a week earlier at Madison Square Garden. To get into that building, they had to accept, you know, a change in the schedule. Would you be for or against the idea of contracting with maybe the Missouri Valley Conference or something to play one single game the following week to keep you guys sharp going into the postseason? What do you think about, you know, that type of a thing? Could be good programming for Big Ten Network or whatever, that off week.
You know, we talked a little bit about it. Nothing in terms of concrete. When they brought that to us, you know, what we're going to do, because it is a long time before you play your next game. I've been in that situation before. As an assistant, we always played, like, if Butler and Western Carolina, Miami. Not Miami, but we played our tournament pretty early. And,
yep.
You know, it's what's difficult is trying to get your guys, you're saying, hey, we're playing whoever after the tournament. You know, you got to weigh the pros and cons of it, if you will.
Yep. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Matt Martell with Daily Collegian.
Hi. Talking about Penn State shooting, the first time they played you, they made four three-pointers, and Shep Garner didn't really do anything. Now he's come on and had a series of 20-point games over the past few weeks. What do you say about stopping him and then Brandon Taylor, who's been a consistent player all year long?
Well, I think this, you know, our guys going in, we knew we had to do a great job on their guards. I think that, you know, Taylor can get going as well at any given moment, and I thought we defended pretty well in game one, and you know, obviously on Thursday we're going to have the same type of effort, the same type of focus of not letting those guys get going.
We got time for one more question for Coach Mata, please.
And our final question comes from the line of David Jones with Penn Live.
Hi, Thad. Having grown up in Columbus and gone to Ohio State, I know it's kind of a strange dynamic with basketball there. The fans tend to be a little fickle. Those aren't your words. Those are mine. I know the town. I know the place. How would you describe the expectation level when you got there compared to now, if you can, without getting yourself in trouble? I know you're probably sensitive to that.
Right. Well, I think this, you know, it's no secret. I mean, we were at rock bottom when we got here. You know, we were banned from postseason play. We were banned recruiting visits, just a lot of things. And you know, I think from where we started to where we are now, you know, before we got here, Ohio State had a 51% winning percentage in the Big Ten, which is like half the games. And so, you know, with that said, I think the expectations have definitely risen. And, you know, quite honestly, we're very proud of what our players have built here for us.
You think you're appreciated?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so. I hope so.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate your time this morning. We'll see you in a couple of days.
Thanks.